UNAMA documented 10,548 civilian casualties in 2014, the highest number of civilian deaths and injuries recorded in a single year since 2009. Included in the toll were 3,699 civilian deaths and 6,849 civilian injuries for a 22% rise in total civilian casualties over 2013. In a press conference in Kabul, Nicholas Hisham, United Nations Special Representative for the Secretary General in Afghanistan and head of UNAMA, said,
"For the first time since 2009, more Afghan civilians were killed and injured in ground engagements between insurgents and Afghan National Security Forces, more so than from any other tactic, which in itself is a consequence of the changing dynamics of the conflict."
Since the UN began tracking civilian casualties in 2009, conflict in Afghanistan had caused close to 48,000 civilian casualties. Georgette Ganiou, Human Rights Director for the UN mission in Afghanistan, pointed out the most important causes of civilian casualties for the year 2014.
Civilian casualties from ground operations, this is ground fighting, surged, making them the leading cause of civilian casualties and the biggest killers of Afghan women and children in 2014. It's important to highlight also that IEDs used by insurgents were also the highest recorded since 2009, killing and injuring almost 3,000 civilians, and the second leading cause of civilian casualties. And we reiterate that these deliberate and indiscriminate attacks on civilians are violations of humanitarian law and also may amount to war crimes.
The UNAMA report highlighted that anti-government elements remained responsible for the vast majority of Afghan civilian deaths and injuries, attributing 72% of all civilian casualties to anti-government elements, 14% to pro-government forces, and 10% to ground engagement between anti-government elements and Afghan National Security Forces, in which a civilian casualty could not be attributed to a specific party. Mr. Hisham emphasized that the appalling level of violence in Afghanistan in 2014 should not be repeated in 2015.
The next time we convene such a press conference, we want to see, and Afghans will want to see, concrete steps being taken by all the parties involved and a real drop in civilian casualties in 2015. We believe this is possible and it must be done.
According to the report, women and children were particularly hard hit by the armed conflict and increased ground engagement in 2014. Georgette Ganiou, Human Rights Director for the UN mission in Afghanistan.
We saw a 40% increase in children casualties, with some 2,700 children killed and injured compared to 2013, and an increase in women casualties by 21%, with some 300 women killed and 611 injured.
UNAMA outlined specific recommendations in its report and once again calls on all parties to the conflict that they should do everything in their power to prevent civilian casualties.
What we're basically asking all parties to do is stop using mortars, grenades, RPGs, small arms fire in and around civilian populated areas. And secondly, for the anti-government elements, not to use IEDs indiscriminately in public places. They end up killing and injuring, as you heard our colleagues say, women and children, and devastate families.
According to UNAMA, a draft of its 2014 annual report on protection of civilian was shared with the government of Afghanistan, the Taliban, and NATO's Resolute Support Mission. Comments were carefully reviewed and addressed as appropriate in the report, and UNAMA pledged to continue working with all parties to the conflict to support their efforts to protect civilians from harm.